The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 65. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall there be heard in it sounds of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and a sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. When they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together, the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits. Then it is coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God to the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord. Gospel according to St. Luke, 24th chapter. On this first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. These words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home, marveling at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. What is the difference between mercy and grace? What if I said that Good Friday is about mercy, but today, Easter, is about grace? Mercy is receiving what is not receiving what we deserve. Mercy is the forgiveness of sin. That's why I said Good Friday is about mercy. That cross is what we deserved. But God in his mercy took our punishment for us and forgave us our sins. And that is good news. But as I often prod the confirmands, you could imagine a world where God is merciful, but isn't gracious. He does not hold our sins against us, but that was the extent of his dealing with us. He'd leave the vineyard for us, such that it is. Good luck. And when we would go the way of all flesh, that's just it. God would still have been merciful, because we didn't get what we deserved. But grace is receiving that which we did not deserve. And that's what Easter's about. And this is our hope. We have a God who is both merciful and gracious. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a better text to preach grace than Isaiah's this morning. Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. That's literally the Christian hope. I believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. That's what Easter is. The life of the world to come. Christ is the firstborn from the dead. He's the first work of the new creation. One born out of time to give all of us hope. To give us proof that his Father is gracious. Easter is the start of the new heavens and the new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. God is merciful. Those sins are erased. But this is even more than that. As Revelation would say, he wipes away every tear from our eye. As a song that is dear to me has it in the music that God has arranged, all the sad songs will change. Be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy and her people to be a gladness. All those sad songs have another verse, a one that the heavenly choirs rehearse. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping. In a different key, we all sing differently. And today, that new song of the angels starts. today. With angels and archangels and all the hosts of heaven, we join in their song in that key. Because he's risen. Today is the day that we know that the infant who lived but a few years is not forgotten. Today is the day we know that 100 years is just a start. Today is the day that we see the house that God has built for us, the house that we shall dwell in all our long days. Today is the day that the vineyard yields good fruit. Today is the day that the Lord's chosen has created his people anew, and all his labor has not been in vain. Because the word of God does not return empty, but they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Today, we know that the Lord hears and answers when we call out. Because today, he's risen. Today, death has been defeated by death. Today, life starts anew. Today, the only words that capture it are apocalyptic. The wolf and the lamb lie together. The lion eats straw. Because today, Satan has been defeated and death has lost its sting. Today, on God's holy mountain, they can no longer hurt or destroy. Today is grace. We have received what we did not deserve. The kingdom of God has been given to us. And not just for a short time, but for all eternity. Because today, he's risen. And we too shall rise. Amen.